You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Tuesday morning on our program that is the bliss of marriage. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Marcus Sahaba and the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and the company. I know when I walked in a few minutes ago, Brother Dawood, and I see our engineer was saying, Molana, it is the bliss of marriage. And we were actually laughing. Says, yes, it's the bliss of marriage. The 21st of Jan 2020, which is also the 25th of Jumad al-Ula 1441. I want to welcome my engineer, Brother Lokol. I want to welcome all the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba and Sirius FM. And of course, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Molana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ustad, I received this message, of course, after Asafina to Ilal Jannah, and I will have to send the recording of this question. The brother wants to know, it's a non-Muslim brother, he says, what does Islam say about a female marrying someone who isn't a believer in Islam, but nonetheless believes in God? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah jalla wa ala has mentioned clearly and explicitly in the noble Quran, in chapter 60, surah 60, surah Mumtahina, verse 10, and that is لَا هُنَّ حِلُّ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنْ, which means it is not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male, and nor is it permissible for any non-Muslim male to marry a Muslim lady. So there is a sister of ours, she cannot marry a Jew, a Christian, a Hindu, she cannot marry any non-Muslim at all. And if you want to know the rationale, because now when she left children, so there will be so many problems. She will say that now the baby and the children must be Muslim. The husband will say no, that the children must follow his faith. And there will be so many other issues as well. So therefore, Islam says that would not be permissible. In Islam, we have to promote our faith and practice on our faith. And we have to ensure that our children also remain Muslim, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahalikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself and your children from the fire. So therefore, it will definitely not be permissible, even if that person believes in God and what have you, but the fact remains is not a Muslim, so it would not be permissible for any Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustad, I was in a relationship with a girl for a few years. I taught her more about Islam and made her religious. Recently, Ustad, I told my parents about her, but they are not at all satisfied with her. I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me and reply to my prayer, but I have not seen any change in my parents' attitude. Should I move on or not, Mufti Sahab?
First and foremost, your intention might have been good, but the methodology you adopted, that is incorrect. You can't say, I am going to keep a relationship with that lady and I will make her a Muslim. But you see, human being, our emotions also get the better of us. You can't put the butter next to the stove and expect nothing to happen. So it means that despite your good intention, there will be your ulterior motives as well. So therefore, that is not permissible and your parents are right. So you need to make tawbah that for continuing this relationship with that lady, she is a Muslimah now, you need to tell her that she must go to certain muallima, certain appa, and certain lady who can teach her further about Islam, and she must continue making dua, read surah 25, chapter 25, verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes, and you must cut off and sever all ties with her, and you must carry on with your life and settle down where your parents are happy, whether you are male or female, if you want to be successful in life. That is my advice to all of you, you youngsters. Always make mashura, discuss with your beloved parents, and then if they are happy, you go ahead and make sure you marry a Muslim male, if you are a female, or you marry a Muslima, and that is the Muslim female. And both parties must belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is of paramount importance.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. A sister says that they're listening to you at the moment, Ustad. They from Mayfair West. And they want to know from you, respected Mufti AK, is it permissible in the Hanbali madhab for a Muslima to take off her hijab in front of her non-Muslim father-in-law? For example, in the case when she is married to someone who reverted to Islam, and if it's permissible, is it also advised to do so, Ustad, anonymous sister?
Remember, sister, that the Quran Sharif is for all schools, whether we Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, whatever it is. Now let us go to Quranic reference, chapter number 4 and verse number 23. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the chapter dedicated to women, and verse 23. I am married, wa ummahatu nisaikum, and your wife's mother, what we call in English mother-in-law. So I am perpetually a mahram for my mother-in-law. And remember that even although my mother-in-law has passed on, Allah grant her and grant my father-in-law, my parents, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus. So even, I'm giving you an example now, ABC person is married. He's married to his wife, she's a Muslima, and thereafter we know that that mother-in-law is a non-Muslim, so he will be mahram for her as well. So similarly, you must remember that you as a female, you are married to a Muslim person, but your father-in-law is a non-Muslim, so what will happen is he still becomes your mahram. So if you remove your scarf or what have you in front of him, it will be permissible. That's the fatwa. But if you are asking what is desirable, what is better, and so forth, so remember that definitely, and more so as a non-Muslim, is best that you keep your hair and your body and all that properly covered and so forth, because they have their own culture and so forth. So notwithstanding the fact that he is your mahram, but you must exercise caution and precaution.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says, ya Ustaz, from Lodium, Mufti Sahab, my wife speaks to all males at her work. I am a jealous husband. It's part of her job. But now I am getting frustrated, Mufti Sahab. She brings in the money. I am handicapped and can't work. Should I have patience, Ustad?
Remember this, that what price are you paying? That I don't know. You say you are handicapped and therefore your wife is working. So obviously that her job and her job description that you are giving, we always answer the questions as the questions opposed to us. We always mention that. So in this case here, obviously that would not be permissible. She will have to wear a certain dress code. She will have to wear and interact with so many strange men and what have you. It might be a highly paid job, but look at the compromises you'll have to make. So therefore, you need to have a heart-to-heart discussion with her. See that Almighty Allah is the Razak, the Sustainer, Nourisher, Provider. You must work from home and you have so much talent and so forth. So if you put your mind to it and she leaves the job solely only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, there are two verses you must quote to her, make a note of it. Almighty Allah states, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that whosoever fears Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَلَا, Almighty Allah will make a way out for that person. People think that if I leave job, then what will happen? I'll starve. Nay, Almighty Allah states, if you did so for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah will make a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Almighty Allah will give them rizq and sustenance from such avenues where they never ever expected and anticipated. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. So verses 2 and 3. So there Almighty Allah has mentioned this. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. Second one, remember that you need to tell her and show her what the Quran Kareem is teaching us. إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. That when you, something is taken away from you, she will say, who will pay the rent, the water lights, the telephone, the groceries, pigless she will give. Almighty Allah says, if there is goodness in your heart, you have true Iman and Islam, you have Ikhlas and sincerity, and you leave all the haram for the love of Allah, so what is taken away from you, Almighty Allah will give you something better than that. Chapter number 8, verse number 70. So think about it seriously. That is my advice. And you handicapped, remember that you must be reading your 5 daily salat on time and read the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah, morning, evening, after Fajr, after Maghrib, at night as well. So in that way, that during the course of the day, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Allah, keep on giving us that which is the best. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Allah, open the doors for us and remove the impediments and obstacles. Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Allah, increase our sustenance. Read the names and the attributes of Almighty Allah with love and conviction, and see how Almighty Allah will open so many doors for you and your wife and children, inshallah.
Ustad, let's go to Springs. Sister says, if one were simultaneously in a state of extreme desire and were certain that they would not be able to uphold their duties as a spouse, what would the legal ruling of marriage be? Ustad, anonymous sister.
You must remember that the way the question is posed, it means that this is an illicit relationship, and both of them know that one thing will lead to another. So therefore, this is haram. You know that in Islam we say boyfriend, girlfriend, the starting stage is already haram. So therefore, you have to sever ties. Now you meet, now you're in some isolated place. So obviously, zina will take place. Both are aroused, both want to go ahead and so forth. So you have to stop. And if you carry on, remember these are the consequences. You are not married, so that will be classified as fornication, and that will be 100 lashes each in public. Chapter number 24, verse number 2, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِيَةَ جَلْدًا. Islam teaches us mercy, grace, and so forth. But in this instance, Allah states, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِمَا رَعْفَى. Don't show them mercy and compassion. Let few people suffer the consequences, and that will become a deterrent for the entire community and society. So my advice to you, in haram, you can never have good results. You yourself, how many ladies, how many men write to me? Email, WhatsApp. Yes, I confess, I committed zina, I committed fornication, I committed adultery. And they're being honest because we leave it open. And then they say, it's eating me up. My guilty conscience is getting the better of me. My husband does not know about it. My wife does not know about it. So remember, that is the spark of Iman yet in that person. So for people like that, because now you committed the crime, so what advice will we give you? We will tell you 2 Quranic verses. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become despondent in the mercy of Almighty Allah. And inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah will forgive all the sins. So if you made a mistake, you committed a major sin. Chapter 39 and verse number 53. So remember, in that case there, that make sincere tawbah, cry to Almighty Allah, and future life, the remainder of your life, never commit that type of vices and sin again. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Almighty Allah with such a tawbah, that is tawbah and nasuha. That is chapter 66 verse 8. That people, we all are guilty of some crime or some sin or the other, but we cry to Allah, make tawbah, and then we do not repeat that crime. That is tawbah and nasuha. How when the milk is extracted from the udders of the cow, the milk does not go back. That is what Sayyidina Umar said, radiallahu anhu warda, is tawbah and nasuha. So take these two verses, chapter 39 and verse 53, and chapter 66 and verse 8, and put them together, and make sincere tawbah, and Almighty Allah is of forgiving.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 23 minutes after 11, you are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage, 084-786-3132, to the overseas international countries, plus 27847863132. A CS sister says, I would like to remain strictly anonymous, and please do not say from which country. Of course, we will do that, my beloved sister. She says, Mufti Saab, advice from you. I'm married to my husband. My husband's got Shiazm friends where he always meets up with them, and they have meeting and they go together. And we keep on having a fight about the same thing to break off friendship with them. But he keeps on telling me that they are Shias, but they do not curse Hazrat Aisha ila akhir ustad. What's your advice on this?
Remember, this is becoming a huge problem, because you must remember, people have the wrong understanding. When we speak of Shia or what have you, it's not because only of swearing Sayyidina Abu Bakr or Sayyidina Umar or Sayyidina Usman or Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhum ajma'in, that we say they're out of the fold of Islam. So there are many, many issues. I'll just give you three. Number one is that majority of them, they follow the 12 Imams, what they call 12 Imams. And they say in their most authentic book, number one is that Kulaini is the author, he wrote in Usulul Kafi that the Quran Sharif has 17,000 verses. So they read this Quran which we have, but in their hearts they believe that it's incomplete. The complete Quran is there by the 12th Imam in the cave, and he will come out one day. So obviously he's all rejected that, and we refute it. So imagine with the Quran already they don't believe. Second one is that everything from our kalima to our adhan, to our namaz, salat, everything, we got difference of opinion. And one easy example will be mut'ah. And mut'ah is, remember, they are so-called marriage, but it is prostitution. Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail that, remember, that 1 hour you can use that lady. So is that not prostitution? So obviously it's prostitution. So second one. Third one, you must remember, is the entire ahadith of ours. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, all that they reject. The only hadith they'll accept that suits their agenda and so forth. So it's compulsory for your husband. He must sever all ties with them.
Sister is asking for your contact details, Ustad, because the husband wouldn't do that, breaking ties with his friends, Ustad.
So remember, you can contact me on my email, akhosen@gmail.com, or you can contact me, remember, that on my phone, and that is +27 71 888 1184, and tell him to send a WhatsApp, and we will send him all the details. Just today I sent out something. You must remember what obscenities, how they swear and abuse Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, our honorable mother. So you must remember that is something normal according to them. Allah forbid, Allah forbid.
Husan, I had to leave home to find work for a few months out of town. Now my wife is taking advantage. She goes out when she feels like how she wants. When I call to ask her where she is, she gets angry and says she is no man's prisoner. Please advise what do I do? I am here sacrificing, working so hard to make ends meet, and Mrs. Rani is having a ball over her time. Anonymous brother, Ustad.
We must remember that the fault is both of you. But once you give so much, then they take advantage and so forth. So both of you must realize you have to save your marriage. There might be ma'asum, innocent children involved. Again, is one side story. So Quran Kareem teaches us was sulhu khair. Reconciliation is the best. If you're going to make meh-meh tu-tu, you know what is meh-meh tu-tu? Meh-meh tu-tu is in Urdu, my story, and your story, and your story. That is not going to help anybody. So you have to look at the future. Look at the present and the future. So both of you now say, fine, we want to save this marriage. I will make this compromise. You will say, Ashiba say she'll make this compromise. And then you start ta'aleem in your home. Take Riyadu Salihin of Allama Nawawi, translated in various languages. Take the Fazail works of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, and it's translated in various languages. So you must start the madrasa, the ta'aleem in your home. Then the rahmat, the house will become a home, and the home will become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. Otherwise, remember, you will be working, and the wife will be running around and so forth, because initially you gave her the car, you gave her the freedom and so forth. So always you will be at loggerheads. Marriage is not bedroom and bathroom only. Marriage is a partnership. Such a partnership that the hearts have to meet. And once the hearts meet, there's unity of thought. Then both of you go in the same direction. We in the plane, and they announce there's turbulence. Everybody has to wear their safety belts and what have you. So remember the same thing here. In marriage, you will go through certain turbulence, but when there's unity of thought, the hearts are united in dukkh and sukh, in happiness and joy, and in sadness, as a party, as united party, you will go through it together. And that is what Islam wants. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. O husband, you are the garment for your wife. O wife, you are the clothing for your husband. So his happiness is your happiness. Your sadness is his sadness, and vice versa. That is what Islam is teaching. Not you say that you go fly a kite and so forth, and I'll do what I want to. I'm not your prisoner and so forth. So that are signs that this marriage is heading for disaster.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You need to listen to this question, Ustad. The brother says here, can a husband marry a second wife without his wife's permission? Allah says in the Quran, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَوْبَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. But Allah doesn't say that you need the wife's permission. I've got two daughters. One is 14, one is 18. But both of them are against me. They don't realize, Mufti Sahab, that what if I commit zina? My name is Jacob. They call me Yaqub, Ustad.
My brother Yaqub, I see you quoted the verse conveniently and selectively. You forgot the day that when your mother, father, your ustad taught you, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So we don't believe only in the Quran Sharif. We believe in the Quran Sharif from the bottom and inner recesses of our heart. And we believe in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ahadith Mubarakah. Now let's start the verse you quoted. Chapter 4, Surah 4, verse 3. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. When you fear you can't do justice, if you put in this day and this age 100 Muslim husbands who have 2 or 3 or 4 wives, 80% of them are committing injustice, a travesty of justice. So for them, Quran says it was better you should just stay with your old wife. Old is gold, and you should stay with one wife. But human being, because you have money and you have this, you have that, you forget the bounties of Almighty Allah. Now you say, that is nowhere in the Quran that I must take permission from my wife. So remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. When you get married the first time, second time, third time, fourth time, whatever, so you cannot get married except with the girl's father or her grandfather, that is the dada, paternal grandfather, so his permission or her brother's permission. So it cannot be a secret affair that you want to now keep her as a spare wheel. You want to keep her as a mistress and so forth. One. Second one, this hadith is mentioned, remember, in Tirmidhi, Nasai, and Abu Dawood is authentic hadith. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهَلِيكُمْ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهَلِي. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and to your children. I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am the best to my wives and my children. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she reports this hadith and is mentioned in Tirmidhi. Now you are Yaqub, I don't know you, and you have a wife, you have two daughters. So if you look after them, you treat your wife well, you bring up your two daughters, these two daughters will become sitram minan nar. They will become your barrier from Jahannam. But what you want to do, because suddenly now you got $100,000, suddenly you hit $1 million, $5 million, so now you say, Dad, my wife is now old, let me try one new one. And now, you know, my friend also took a second wife and third wife, so let me also do like that. And the waswasa of shaitan will come, I'll commit zina. Why you want to commit zina when you got a wife there? So why you want to upset the apple cart if hypothetically you get married? Do you think your relationship with this current wife will be the same? Do you think your relationship with your two flowers, your beloved daughters Allah gave you, will be the same? So remember, do not upset the apple cart, my brother. Allah states, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you make me grateful, I will give you more bounties. And you don't listen, Wala in kafartum. You are ungrateful, then you're going to do injustice. Inna adhabi la shadid. Then my punishment is very severe. Let me tell you one, two incidents, my brother Yaqub. My own friends, very, very close friends, I told them to not get married. But lo and behold, there they still got married. Multi-millionaires. And after 5-10 years, they had to sell everything. The bad dua of the first wife, the bad dua of the children, because they could see that the injustice going on and so forth and so on. So my brother Yaqub, from my heart I'm telling you that for you it's a no-brainer, it's a non-starter. Don't think of it. Go to your wife and tell her, oh darling, oh sweetheart, how much I love you and I'll never forget the sacrifices you made for me. Go to your beloved two daughters, kiss them and let them kiss you. You are the father, and reassure them your father will always be with you.
Allah
then Allah. See what stability you will have in your family.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Ustad, a short message. This is from Brother Yaqub. This is Brother Yaqub's wife. Mufti Sab, you just said everything what you said exactly, because he's got a lot of money and it has affected my two daughters in Madras and in school. I think it's better that I move out, Mufti Sab, if he takes that other woman as a second wife. Ustad, this
no
is Brother
sister,
Yaqub's wife.
No, sister, what you must do, you and your husband Yaqub have a discussion and inshallah put your trust in Almighty Allah and read Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Wadudu, and Allah will change his heart and both of you will then become more stable and the children will become stable. Yes, this was a normal thing when people hit 2 million, 5 million, 10 million, then they want to have the smartest cars, then they want to have a young tat, you understand? They forget all the sacrifices that the first wife made. So already you can see the rows and ructions, Brother Yaqub. Is it worth it? No, it's not worth it. You will lose your wife, you will lose your children, and then the matter will go to court, and then you will have to pay out millions, remember, to the lawyers. So forget all that, and you, sister, you don't move out at all. To raise up your children as a single parent is not something easy. So you hanging there and don't place your trust on me, you place your trust on Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala is Muqallib al Qulub. He is the one who turns the hearts the way he wants to. So Ya Allah, turn the heart of my husband towards me. You have to cry to Allah. And Ya Allah, enhance our love. Ya Allah, let our two flowers and children, let them have the love of the parents. So that is how, speak to Almighty Allah and cry to Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I see anonymous sister Alistair from Roshni says, Mufti Sahab, you just hit the nail on the head. 24 minutes to 12 o'clock. We go for an ad break, inshallah.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
21 minutes to 12. You are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage, 084-786-3132. Somebody says here, Ustad, that what is considered cheating on a spouse in Islam? What is considered cheating on a spouse in Islam? Ustad?
There was a Sahabi, his name is Wabisa radiallahu ta'ala, and he came to Rahmatulil Alameen Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I want to ask you two questions, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, the Master alayhi salatu salam asked him, what are your questions? He said, Mal birru Ya Rasulullah, what is goodness, what is a good deed, what is piety? The Master alayhi salatu salam told him and informed him, Taqwallah, that you have the real fear and the real love for Almighty Allah, that in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and in public, you carry out the do's and you abstain from the don'ts. So meaning that with Almighty Allah, our record, our slate has to be clean. And wa husnul khuluq, and good character, that is to do with creation. So we are always there to become an asset to society and not to cause a harm to them with our tongue, with our hands, with our body, anything. So that in a nutshell was the goodness. Then he asked, Mal ismu ya Rasulullah, what is a sin? Look at this now, my brother. See the answer Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. Ma haqa fi sadrik, that agitates your conscience, that works on your conscience, that works on your mind, that this is not right. And then وَكَرِهْتَ أَيَّتْوَلِ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ, and you dislike the people to come to know about it. We have clandestine activities going on. So these are the signs. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Wabisa, O my Sahabi, my student, my companion, استفتي قلبك استفتي قرفسك, ask your heart, ask your inner conscience. وَإِنْ أَفْتَاكَ النَّاسِ, although the muftis, some of them will tell you, the ulama, it is permissible, because normally when people ask a question, then they slant it in their favor, and the mufti, the alim, the sheikh will give the answer and issue the fatwa according to the question. So that is what people do. So now what is cheating? What is working on your conscience? How could I send a message to that lady there who is a divorcee, who's a widow, who is somebody else's wife, and I will tell her, you know what, you asked this question and so forth, but there's more details and you must contact me and so forth, because now you want to start tuning her up and so forth and so on. So already the hidden agenda and ulterior motive is working. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, the shaitan will embellish and adorn and decorate all these vices. And we dislike the people to come to know about it. You know, on the phones, we got there, delete, delete. So people will be busy with haram. And then they will go to the wife or go to the husband and, darling, I love you. But underneath, there's some hanky-panky business going on. And there is some haram going on. And remember the delete button. We think we hid it away from our wife, our husband, from people. How are we going to hide it away from Almighty Allah? Therefore, the limbs will speak on the day of justice. أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that the limbs will speak because Almighty Allah will make it speak. So brother, you must ask your own conscience, ask your own heart. If somebody has to do that to my daughter, if somebody had to do that to me, will I accept it? No. So then apply the same rule for yourself.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody's very sad, Ustad. The sister says, from Rainswood, listening to us right now, Mufti Saab, I am jealous of my husband's other wife. I'm only 27 years old, Mufti Saab. I am your daughter in Islam. I'm like a daughter to you. What do I do, Ustad?
Remember that when your husband is treating both of you with justice, he is trying his level best to be fair to both of you, then you still have that sense of jealousy and so forth. That is something natural. Remember that. I give you 2-3 incidents. You must remember we're speaking of the best of the best of ladies. Ya Nisa An-Nabi. لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. Oh, you, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like the other ladies of the world. You are the best of the best. But the Master alayhi salatu salam's inner feeling and love was more for Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu knew that. So when the Master alayhi salatu salam would go to the house of Hazrat Aisha, who spend the night there and so forth. So then some Sahaba would send extra gifts, extra presents, extra food there to the Master alayhi salam. Now the other wives, obviously they come to know about this. So they used to say, Ya Rasulullah, we must tell the Sahaba that they must not only send there, there's not... So you see, that human side was always there. So remember, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, no, that they give from their heart, we can't impose and so forth and so on. So that you call ghira. That is now your own type of, you understand, sort of envy and what have you. So that is something natural. Remember that if you know Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's first honorable wife, who? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, right? The Master alayhi salatu salam lived with her for 25 years. 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. And the hadith goes on. She believed in me when people rejected me. She gave all her wealth to me when people were not prepared to support me. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She was unique. She was exemplary. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Then she passes away. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrates to Medina Munawwara. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there by the honorable wives. One day Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha's sister comes. The sister's name is Hala. Hala comes to visit Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognizes her voice and says that she is the sister of Sayyida Khadija. And then Sayyida Khadija had passed away already, radiallahu anha. And the Master alayhi salam is speaking about her virtues and her merits. Sayyida Aisha says, I felt so much ghira that we are here. Why is Nabi alayhi salam praising her so much?
Allah.
So it is natural, my sister, you must remember. But you must not speak about it and say that I wish she dies, I wish that then it becomes jealousy and then it becomes very bad, so you're going to harm yourself. So your husband, if he is married to her, treating both of you equally and trying his best and so forth, so that's a natural response. Remember that. So you must say, Ya Allah, that give me the true love for my husband and give my husband the true love for me, and Ya Allah, let me live with afia and all these waswasa and whisperings of shaitan that are coming. Ya Allah, protect me. So these are the type of duas you should be making, and that type of, you understand, that the disappointment or envy or something like that definitely will come to you. That happened to the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. You open Bukhari, Muslim, you will find this type of hadith. So that is something natural.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. I see your friend says from Pirax, Laudium, he says, Bijuba, will your wife allow you to take a second wife, Bibi Fatima Ustad?
See, you must remember that when you have sense, you know, common sense today is no more common. So people, they look at the first part of the ayat, chapter 4, verse 3. Masna wa thulatha wa ruba. That you say you can take 2 wives, you can take 3 wives, you can take 4 wives. But you don't stop there. You must look at the verse, carry on the next sentence. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. So if you fear you can't do justice, فَوَاحِدَ. So you just stay with one wife. So remember, I know I can't do justice, so why speak about second wife and all? And secondly, you know your wife. that now we are in media. You know, Mohan Arafat, let me just mention this, seeing this brother ask this. Tomorrow is the what? 22nd of January, right? 22nd, you can write it down for those of you, some of them, they like all these kind of things. 22nd January was 2001. We're 2020 now. 22nd January was a Monday, 2001. My first live broadcast on air, and that was with CRI. We were here in Lens. I joined CRI on 15th of January, and at the same house where we are now. So it was, it needed, you know, some attention and repairs. And so the 1 week went away in that, and then that following Monday was my first broadcast. So 20 years now, starting with media and so forth. But you don't look at that. You look at your initial stages when you were nothing. Till now we're nothing. Allah, but you must, how your wife stood with you during difficult times when we were in Karachi. There was no fridge. There was no stove. There was nothing, basically. No bed also. We just sleep on the floor, on a mattress. So that is how you start appreciating. You must be wondering then how she's to cook. She just cook in a primer stove and then in the sweet gas. So that what they call sweet gas. The point I'm making, you don't look at your condition now. You look at it initially. So then you will appreciate one another. But people today know, like the brother, I don't know him, but I will know the story with Allah's help. When the 5 million come, 10 million come, he say, hey man, let me enjoy. So he forgets the first wife, he forgets the children who stood with him, and now the money came, so he wants new honey for himself. So that is where our Muslim husbands go wrong, remember that. So don't forget the sacrifices your wife made in building your empire.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, you're putting me into tears. What a beautiful jawab you gave there. I see Ma from Newcastle says, better, don't ever decide to take a second wife. Please look after my Fatima. I will hit you with a stick. This is Ma from Newcastle.
Yeah, Ma, you got, Ma got all the right to hit me. Allah Ta'ala give Ma good health. Allah Ta'ala give our handsome Yusuf Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
And Papa Jannatul Firdaus. Our Farooq Jannatul Firdaus. Our Ashraf son who passed away Jannatul Firdaus. They all are in our duas, Ma.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad, angry sister says, I am married to a pervert. He likes to ogle at young girls and is all touchy-feely. She says, this really is a turn-off, Ustad. So I am so embarrassed. I have heard my nieces whisper here, here comes Uncle Pervert, run away. Ustad, anonymous.
Remember, sister, that today he's a pervert, but now we have to rewind. The problem is today we know how to rewind our phones and the movies and the Google and all. We have to rewind our lives also a little bit. Now, sister, you have to be honest, not to me, to yourself. The day he came to propose, so why did you say yes at that time? Did he come with a smart car? Was he flashing his cash? Was he bribing up your father and mother with the jewelry? Was he speaking with, you know, all flowery language and so forth? So sometimes we get carried away with the materialism and we forget the real qualities of a person, and that is the taqwa and piety, and that is the character of the person. And therefore, 100 times, 1,000 times we told you now that when proposal come, then always say, wait for 1-2 weeks and what have you. You have to do some homework. There, does this person perform salat? What is his income? Who are his friends? He also has a history and geography. So you must try and find out these type of things. But we forget all those things. He comes with a smart Merc, comes with the BMW, be my wife, and he does, and so forth. And you can see he's flashing. We will give so much jewelry. And so parents say, Boharuche, Boharuche. So you see, now he shows his true colors. He's a pervert and he wants to do things. If he finds the young girls, he wants to wink eye with them. Maybe he just wants to touch them also, to touch the young girls. You can do it in a style, you know, you just make your hand like this and say, no, it was a mistake, you know. So a lot of things happen. We see right by Baytullah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that people are making tawaf and then deliberately they will touch a lady and they'll say it's a mistake. This is by Baytullah. So the holiest, most sacred place. So remember, sister, you have to have a heart-to-heart chat with your husband. Mm. And tell him, oh, hubby, that if you don't change, then remember this marriage will not continue. Because the whole day you are ogling and you are googling and you are busy here and there. And this marriage will turn out to be a sham. And if they are children, what will they look at you as a father? So when the nieces are already saying Uncle Pervert is coming and so forth, so you will become an embarrassment. Mm. So this is how you will save your marriage. Start ta'aleem, start dua, Quran tilawat, all these things to attract the mercy of Almighty Allah, and daily give out charity. Ask your husband one question. You have a daughter and she's 9, 10, 15 years old, and somebody does that with your daughter, what will he do? He will want to take the gun out and shoot that person. So how come for your own daughter you want to shoot that person, but for ourselves we try and justify it and so forth? So Islam treats everyone as Islam's daughter.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Well, Ustaz, somebody says here, listening to you as well, they do want the podcast. I see Harari wants the podcast. I see Alberton wants the podcast. So, inshallah, maybe, inshallah, we will be sending the podcast after the program. Somebody says here, Ustaz, he says, Mufti, Latakyo Itse Mufti. This is Titi Zahida from Stellenbosch. The men nowadays are not like our forefathers who were strong and had strength. The men nowadays are too weak to have second wives. All the porn and masturbating had made them so weak that at the age of 30, they half past six taking pills. Wat sê van daar, Mufti? Titi Zahida van Stellenbosch, Ustad.
Ja, my sister Zahida, hy het recht gepraat. Hulle eet nie die koeksisters van die papa, van die appas nie. Hulle eet nou die pills. Hulle vat die van Viagra en alles. So 100% she spoke the truth. That today the men, we don't say all, but we can say majority or many of them, 30, they finished tired and retired and so forth. The porn has finished them up. The affairs has finished them up. The masturbation has finished them up. And where you speak of a second wife and so forth, 100% is the truth. You must remember that the masterstroke of Shaitan was the television, the mobile, everything. He brought it right in our home. He brought it right in our bedroom. He brought it right in our sleep. We are sleeping and we woke up. First thing, look at the cell phone. First thing a Muslim supposed to do is, before we sleep, zikrullah. When we wake up, zikrullah. Ask a Muslim, 100 of them today, 90% will say before he sleep, he looks at his cell phone. When he wakes up, even in the midnight, or 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, first thing, cell phone. So remember, we're getting addicted to it, and 90%, 80% of the people use it for haram purposes. Yes, my sister Zahida, there in Kapstadt, beautiful Kapstadt, we concur and we agree with your sentiments. Remember and endorse it. That is the truth, and the truth, my sister Zahida, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala an, Qulil haqqa walau kana murra. It's authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Speak the truth, even though the truth is very, very bitter. You spoke the truth, sister. Allah reward you, and may Almighty Allah keep you and your husband strong, and you feed him every Sundays, the cook sisters, my sister.
Subhanallah, she says, Jee Mufti Excel Daidun. Cook sisters, Titi Zahida Ustaz.
Right, mashallah.
Ustaz, I enjoyed last night's program. It was very nice. Mufti, alhamdulillah, is too sharp, Mulana Arafat. Mulana, what I heard in the morning, Mulana Salim Karim said that the big people like Muftis and so others, they are always on haq, that they need form a body to speak about marriages and divorce. That's a brilliant idea. Mufti said, my husband gave me 3 talaqs and sent it with a policeman. I accepted it. After my iddat, he say, mistake, he wants me back, which is not right. I know the laws. There's too many marriages breaking. Ustaz, shukran for the beautiful program.
He wants to use you because now he realized, so he had the audacity to send the 3 talaqs with the policeman. So you know that now the marriage is finished and now you can't reconcile with him, you can't remarry him. So you must now practice what the Quran says, sister. وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ. When the talaq has taken place and now it is finished, you carry on with your life, he must carry on with his life. Don't let him fool you and come and talk to you, send you messages. You must block him and don't have any contact with him. He broke your heart. If you have children, you are responsible now for the children, small children, and all these things here. Just make sure that he has to pay for all the expenses if there are this type of small young children. So never ever go back to him. That is my advice to you.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, a minute left, inshallah, our rundown throughout the day, Ustad.
Inshallah, 12 o'clock will be the news headlines, and after we will have Alphas and Kosi with the current affairs, and Brother Yusuf Ali, mashallah, will render the news at 12, and 12 to 1 after the news, Brother Alphas and Kosi with the current affairs, then 1 o'clock the Zohar Azan, 5 past 1, inshallah, to 1:30 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi. 1:30 to 2, we start the 19 Jews of the Noble Quran from the archives, and that is Surah 25, verse 21. And thereafter, 2 to 3, Sheikh Zakaria, inshallah, and with the mercy of Almighty Allah. 3 to 5:30, Brother Yusuf Ali with the afternoon drive show. And 5:30 to 7, inshallah, will be Moana Khalid Yaqub from the Durban studio. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir. 7:30 to 8, Moana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's wonderful advices. 8 to 9, inshallah, Tech Watch with Moana Bilal Katrada. Wonderful words he speaks and so forth. So may Almighty Allah. And then, inshallah, 9 to 9:30 tonight, don't forget, Mawlana Muaz Bayat, inshallah, with Tazkiyah and Tasawwuf. So nice program to purify our hearts. 9 to 9:30 tonight with Mawlana Muaz Bayat. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.